The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Floyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. So stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Just had me dig it, you know what I mean? I did water them plants the other day, remember? Then you mess around and water them with the hose.
You're talking about in front, too. You said you're going to water them green when you got up there. You got to talk.
Dance flow and move forward, oh yeah. Hit the dance flow and move forward. Grab your girl and move forward, and move forward. Grab your girl, side to side, side to side, left to right. Here we go. Enjoy the night. Move forward, move forward. Take your hand, put it in the air. Move forward, side to side, left to right. Let's go, girl, hit the dance floor. It's your night. Let's flow, let's rock. Move forward, let's flow, let's rock. It's your night. Hit the dance floor. Let's go, hit the dance floor. Forward, let's flow, let's rock. Left to right, side to side, dance all night. Let's dance to the music. Forward, 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 move forward. Dance all night, left to right, side to side. Let's go. Oh yeah, hit the dance floor. And only thing you got to do is move, move, move. Left to right, left, right, left, right. Girl, move forward, forward, move forward, move forward, move forward. Move forward, move forward, move forward. Thing we're gonna do is move, move, let's flow, let's rock, move, let's flow, let's rock, move forward. My homeboy, LB, move forward. Look at how we change one kid at a time. Look at how the world. Let's dance, back. Let's go, round, let's rock and roll, move forward, 8 years strong, still helping people, side to side, every day. Left to right, only thing you got to do is dance, dance, dance all night. Move forward, helping people, move forward. side to side. You have to do in your life. Move, move, move on. Left to right, side to side.
Now I want you to sit back and tell somebody.
Let's go. Move forward, my people. Get on the dance floor and do your thing.
Streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Floyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I got it to write before they call me home. Hey, hey, what up, D? Hello, Mr. Boyd, how are you? Oh, man, we're blessed to have you on the show, my man. So just want you to go ahead and officially speak and say who you are, and we're going to get right into this.
Okay, my name is Derek, Arizona, Washington, Executive Director of Genesis International Community Outreach Program and Ambassador for Our Battle Phoenix. What's up, guys?
Man, we're glad to have you here, my man. So tell the viewers what you got going on and what you got coming up.
Oh, man, so much. Well, first, I want to say thank you for having me on the show. It's definitely an honor, man, to rap with you on the airways. You know, you're a legend, you know. And anytime I get a chance to, you know, rub elbows with legends, you know. However,
man, we appreciate it, man. My wife, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, yeah, man. So, yeah, your awesome wife as well. You guys have renewed my hope in marriage. One day I'm going to get married and family an awesome wife, too. Okay? I appreciate y'all being an example. You know,
man,
it's rough out here,
first,
man.
You got to be the awesome, bro, because, you know, it ain't like you get a good one every day, you know what I mean? So you got to lock in when God bless you to have that, my brother.
You know I know, man. You know I know. So when I find one, I'm going to have to be an example like yourself, sir. Yes,
my
indeed.
Man, we appreciate that too, for real.
Hey, I appreciate knowing you guys. However, what we got coming up tomorrow, all right, so I'm Art Battle Ambassador for Arizona, and tomorrow we have the honor of having our first battle for the season at the Mesa Urban Garden. Okay.
Oh, man.
Total typical garden. Yeah, man. We get to help raise funds. It's a beautiful garden. It's actually a community-sourced garden. So the community can get plots inside the garden, grow their vegetables, sell their vegetables. And as you know, during this time period, man, finding food that you can trust is absolutely mandatory.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. So we got the honor of, so let me break down Art Battle really quick. So it's a art competition, all right, that started 15 years ago in Canada, all right? Now it's in every major city across the world, right? Now there are three rounds, each Art Battle, three 20-minute rounds. Six competitors for the first two rounds. The two that win, the top two that win for the first round go to the third round. The top two from the second round meet in the third round. Now, the trick to this is that the audience votes for who they want to go ahead. Now, the final four, all right, are in the third round. And the top one of that gets a chance, because there's going to be four battles this year. So that means we're going to have a battle just for the four top winners of each event. And one of them will be sent to the national competitions. We don't know where that's at yet. They're going to set that toward the end of the year. However, our goal is to send somebody from Arizona to the international. To send somebody from here to the international competition. We don't know where it's going to be at, but hopefully we can have it here in Arizona.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And so what time do that event start, my brother?
Oh, we get hot. The doors open at 6. I suggest everyone come at 6. The battle starts, the painting starts, brushes go hot at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing. So anybody wanted to come to that event tomorrow, Derek, where would they come to, and if it's a cost to that event?
It is. However, the pre-sale tickets are $20. You can go to artbattle.com, and you will find our event right there for May 25th, the Mesa Urban Garden, 212
mm-hmm.
North 1st Street in Mesa. Day of, the tickets are $25. However, 50 tickets from the proceeds go directly toward the Mesa Community Garden. 25% of the auction sales go to the Mesa Community Garden. So after each round, the paintings are up for auction. So that means that the crowd, the environment, can actually purchase these paintings and take them home. Let me brag about the artists really quick, because I haven't really talked about them. But I had the opportunity to handpick 12 of some of the best artists in the Arizona area. Well, actually, we got one flying in. So from across the country, some of the best artists got 20 minutes to put some magic on canvas, and I think it's going to turn out epic,
wow.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So will
That's
you and your wife bless
thing.
The environment with us? You guys coming down? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Man, yeah, we got so much on the flow tomorrow. You know, we wish we could, but
Amen.
We definitely send our love and support that way, you know?
I appreciate it. I know, man. I appreciate it. Because you know your tickets will be on me, man. So we're going to be going hot from like 7 to 10. So if you guys can make it, just come on down, and you don't have to worry about it. But I understand it's Memorial Day weekend, so I know there's a lot going on. But we would love
a lot
to have
going
you guys
on,
in the area.
You know? Hey, we appreciate
Definitely.
It, man. We appreciate the thought, bro, for real, though, you know? And what else you got coming up, Derek? Yeah, explain a little bit about your organization. Let's talk about that before you get into what you got coming up next. So let's talk about your organization and how you started putting that down.
Oh, man, that's my baby. All right, so it's called Genesis International. It's a community outreach program. We are not a 501c3 on purpose. We engage with the community directly. We raise resources directly. What we are is pretty much a think tank that gathers resources for areas in need. All right, so how it started was through a barbershop, right? People coming into the barbershop saying, hey, I'm also a barber, saying, hey, this school system, this homelessness issue, that, this special needs center needs these resources. And then from talking in the barbershop, you will find out that other people say, hey, I can help like this, or I can donate like that. From that premise, we engage in these communities, school systems, and now we work with elementary schools, we work with homelessness, we work with the special needs community, and we also work with the elder community. So we just find ways to help, creative ways for people to volunteer, because a lot of people have interest in volunteering, however, they don't have avenues all the time. Now, people have time
mm-hmm.
to partner themselves with a big sister or a big brother program, but they might have what we call situational mentoring capabilities. They can say, hey, June 21st from 2 to 3, I can do this or I can do that. And then usually we create programs based on people's availability to make it as comfortable as possible.
Right. Well, that's a beautiful thing, Derek. And me and my wife done had the pleasure of working with you many times. And we want
yes,
to
indeed.
Thank you for always coming out to our homeless feed programs and
yes.
down there in Phoenix, you know, excuse me. And
yes,
that we did that for years down there. And we just thank God for the grace of blessing us to be able to help thousands of people, you know what I mean, through these years.
Amen.
So we want to thank you for that, my brother, you know, for being part of that.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to. You know, that's where the joy in life comes from, when you're able to help others, you know, when you're able to give up your time or yourself or your resources.
Real talk. Now, let's talk about your upcoming events. We talked about the one from yesterday that's coming up tomorrow. And give us that address again, but tomorrow, and then I want you to go into what you got coming up after tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow is Art Battle, and it's going to be at the Mesa Urban Garden. That's 212 North 1st Street in Mesa, from 6 to roughly 10 p.m. We might actually close around 9, but we'll be partying probably until 10 inside the community garden. Then after that, we're going to go right into collection for our book bags and school supplies for back to school. I know it might seem like it's a distance away. However, the end of July is going to come like a snap of your fingers here soon. So
Amen.
We need backpacks and resources, pencils, crayons, whatever people can think of that a school, elementary school might need. Also,
right.
We have a water campaign that's coming up, and we ask that people get water bottles that are biodegradable, all right? So we don't want to collect a lot of water bottles that are going to damage the environment while we're trying to do something good, you know? So they have new type of water bottles that are biodegradable. And if you go online, they're not much more expensive than the regular plastic. However, most times the people who are homeless in need don't have time to find recyclable areas or receptacles, you know? So we're going to have it back with that. So those are pretty much the only two meaty things that are coming up where we need help at. And they can find Genesis International on Facebook. It's Genesis International, Inc. You should see a Earth as the profile picture with Genesis International on the logo, and our panda, which you and your wife know much about, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
And we thank you for that.
You guys got our Panda Award this year, so I'm going to let your listeners know exactly what that is. PANDA is an acronym, People Around Neighborhoods Doing Awesomeness, right? And Mr. and Mrs. Boyd, blessed us this last month with receiving a PANDA Award. I'm shipping those awards out. We just partnered with a cool engraving where we engrave it laser. It's going to be so cool. The award is going to be. It's going to be kind of cool. We appreciate you guys and your work in the community. You guys are doing epicness. Prison systems, school systems, homeless, holidays. You know what I mean? So it's an honor to even be able to interact with you guys. I hope people actually understand what you guys actually do out here in these streets, man.
Yeah, a lot of people, Derek, you know what I mean? First of all, I want to just say it's an honor, man, that you and your organization recognize me and my wife. And you, like you just said, good brother, it's a lot of people don't know a lot of stuff me and my wife do. And for these 10 straight years, it ain't been 10 years off and on. It's been from the day I met my wife that we started building this organization brick by brick. And 10 years later, you know, we're around the country, man, in 155 prisons. And I don't think as many people can say that, my brother, you know, and boots on the ground, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not any big. It's less than a handful that can say that is actually getting the work done.
Amen. Amen.
Please.
So we just honored, man, that you see that since you've been working with us. And, you know, a lot of people support our organization, and we just want to say to everybody who supports Genesis International, who supports the Streets Don't Love You Back, we want to just take this moment to give you thanks and thank you for believing
indeed.
In the organization.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Much appreciated.
So is there anything else you would like to tell the viewers, D?
Yeah, I would say tomorrow the art battle, excuse me, is free for all veterans, right, or active service members. All right, it is Memorial Day weekend. If you guys want to come out and witness an awesome show that's giving back to our community, helping our community grow precious food during a time where it's hard to get food that you can trust and count on, I think it's the perfect mm-hmm. start to this year, the perfect start to the Art Battle. Is focused on what our original job was in the Bible when it was gardening. Okay, our original assignment was to garden, eat the fresh fruit and vegetables that we can count on to sustain our lives. So let's support that. Let's support that. Every
yeah.
Art Battle mission this year will support a different type of agency, from gardens to special needs to elders to children. Each one will deposit back into the community, because if
right.
my firm belief is that art can help and heal in a lot of different areas, and we're going to infuse
amen.
A lot of music with art. Yes, indeed, amen. We will fuse a lot of music with our art as well. So a lot of the sciences, a lot of the cultural things like art, music, science, and things like that, that are being taken away from our school systems, taken away from the people.
Right, and all that is therapy for people, period.
Exactly, exactly. Man. Who doesn't want to express themselves? Yeah, who doesn't want to express themselves in a unique way, right? No one can duplicate
exactly.
no one else's work, you know? No one can feel how someone else can feel. But if you have an outlet
no,
to be able to do your thing, like you do music, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
You respect the fact that you're able to create the way you see fit, you know?
That's real, man. And I love music. I've been doing music since I was very young, but, you know, that was one of my ways of relieving what I felt or thought at that moment. I had
yeah.
never just took music real serious, you know what I mean? I just did it when I felt like it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But now
and
at my old age, I take it serious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is serious, man. It's a beautiful way to express yourself. And I believe
yeah,
that
exactly.
Others should have the opportunity to learn how to in a positive way.
Exactly. Stood all that BS. You know, I was, matter of fact,
yeah.
I was at the studio today with my boy, and, you know, we was working on a couple of songs. There was a couple of young brothers over there, you know. And,
yeah.
you know, my boy told them who I was, you know what I mean? So, once again, they get some thoughts and, you know, looking on the website and all that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I told them, yeah, I don't glamorize none of that shit, man. You know, little homie, I say, and my suggestion to you, I say, I can't tell you how to do your music. I say, but really, you want to do everlasting music, man. You don't want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
be out here with all that old vulgar. I say people, I say you put yourself in one certain shell when you do vulgar music, you know, because you can't
exactly.
take that to grandmama house and the whole family can listen to that during the barbecue, you know what I mean? So I say
exactly.
when you do music, man, I say you just need to be really conscious of what you put out and the content you put out, because you're trying to touch all the people, not just the people in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying then
exactly.
some people in the hood ain't into all that BS, you know? So I just schooled them a little bit today, man, and they was like, damn, OG. They say, I never thought of it like that, you know what I mean? I said, bro, because you from the ghetto don't mean you got to rap certain type of vulgar stuff. I'm from the hood, too. You feel me? Always from the
exactly.
hood. But I have always refused to put out that type of music, you know, always through my life. I've always refused to put that out, man. So if people work on the contents of what they're delivering, I think things would be a little bit better, especially with the younger crowd that think they got to always, you know, put the vulgar out there and that's going to blow you up and you're going to be this big major star, you know what I mean? I said, yeah, you know, a lot of cats done blew up on all that vulgar stuff. I say, but guess what? I say it fades out and nobody listen to that. and people listen to some of the clean music, but all the other music they made, it fades away, bro. You know?
Exactly.
So I just said,
until they throw you away.
Think about, man.
Yeah, until they throw you away and trash you. You might be a hit for a second, you know, but what do you got to sell to get that little price of fame?
That's real.
You know?
That's real, man.
You got to sell something that is really hard to get back. And then once they throw you away, you found it's a trap. You know?
Y'all know
like
it, man.
It's a trap.
Yeah. So, Derek, I just wanted to say, my man, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. Any last words you would like to give to the viewers and the fans? And we're going to close out, you know what I mean? And appreciate you coming.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be simple with it, man. It's an honor for you to have me on the show. I appreciate being able to speak to your audience. We, every human being down here in the community, has to be responsible for our own community, okay? Don't put so much stock in someone else who does not live in your community to be motivated to help out in your community. Think about it.
Amen.
I'm not interested in helping out a senator breaking his grass. I don't live in his area, his neighborhood. You know what I mean? Why am I just talking about that? So why should we count on anyone else other than the people who are suffering or benefiting from our situation to really have pure interest? And if no one else has interest, take interest yourself. Everyone, every individual from whatever age to however old can have a positive impact on their community. You know, and Genesis International Inc. on Facebook, like us on Facebook. We always have volunteer opportunities. If you like working with children, if you like working with elders, if you like working with homeless, special needs, etc., hey, you have a good spirit and a good heart, you know, if you're doing it for the proper reasons, and we'll love to have you, you know. Other than that, I don't have much to say other than see them at Art Battle 1747 tomorrow at the Mesa Urban Garden, 6 p.m.
Yes, sir. So you heard it right from the man himself. My man Derek Arizona Washington is in the building tonight with Boyd and Lucinda. So we thank you, man, for sliding through and blessing the show tonight. And we'll have the show up where people can listen to it, and I'll share it. And we wanted to thank you for sliding through, my brother, and you enjoy the rest of your night.
Hey, thank you, Brother Boy. Thanks, Lucinda. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
All right, my brother, you have a blessed one.
You as well. Good night.
All right, sir.